Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
If you need advice, slide into our KFrog socials and we will blurt it out to the good listeners of the IE. We have a mum of triplets this morning, Kelly.
Ooh, okay. Somebody get this woman a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I think that needs an applause in itself. We're going to call her Stephanie, not her real name.
Okay.
Kelly and Guy, I need some help. I'm a mum of triplets. They're about to turn 10 years old and I've already started to plan their party. However, they told me they want separate parties this year.
Ooh.
I get it. It's a big birthday, turning double digits, but I don't want to break the bank. What's a good solution?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I couldn't imagine having to financially support three kids at one time.
Especially when you didn't plan it. You thought you were having one, you end up with three?
Wow. Okay. And then birthday parties are tricky, especially if it's a big birthday party. You know, kids want to have the big elaborate, everybody comes over, I want the jumper, I want this, I want that. And to do that three times?
No.
I could see how that could break the bank. I would say my suggestion for this mom is maybe sit down these twins or these triplets, since they came to you and said, hey, we want separate birthday parties. Then you sit them down and be like, okay, if this is what you want, then look, this is my budget for your party. You either have one big party with this budget or y'all get a third of it and break it up that way.
I'll be honest, my knowledge of this is limited because I'm the father of a nearly 5-year-old son that's an only child that's living in Wisconsin. Do 10-year-olds even know what money is and how to get nice stuff you need to pay for? Do they know that? I don't even know that.
I don't know. Carter turns 9 next month, and him understanding the concept of money as far as this, probably not. But this might be a good learning point. You're going to learn really fast that dollar doesn't go that far.
Yeah, because it's such a tough situation for the woman, because three separate birthday parties this day and age, sometimes as much as you want to please your children, you literally can't afford it. And there has to be a compromise or a way they understand that. And they understand that at a younger age. I just don't know how you say that to them.
Well, and it's crazy when you start to plan birthday parties where you can find out you can pinch pennies. You're like, do we really need that? Maybe not. But if you have three of them at the same time.
That sounds too much. Three birthday parties. One is enough at that age because they want extravagance, right? They want the best birthday party possible.
Okay. Do you guys have some advice for Stephanie? Help out this mom of triplets. What would you do in her situation for a triplets birthday party? Who wants separate parties? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. All right, it's a DM dilemma. We have a mom of triplets who is looking for some advice. Her daughter's sons, we don't know, but her kids are about to turn 10 years old. She was started to plan the birthday party, and they came at her and said, you know what, Mom? We'd like to have a separate birthday party, each of us.
Yeah, they planned like a kamikaze attack on their poor mother, and now the mother doesn't know what to do.
No, so she's asking advice. What's the best way to handle this?
The 951 says, chances are they all have similar friends. Rent a place like a jump zone and scatter the parties 1 hour apart. They'll get their own little happy birthday party, but it can all be done in one shot.
Okay, well, that works. Alex in Victorville, what do you think?
Well, I don't know about that, but my brother-in-law has quintuplets.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have no idea how they did that.
Well, I know how he did that. How he affords it, probably not.
That probably still takes some skill, though.
And they're 23 now, but when they were little, it's like, man.
And did they always do parties together?
Yes. They always did parties together. But when they all had to go to the prom together.
Oh, gosh.
It was like, it was horrible.
Yeah, you got to take out a loan. Call up Altura Credit Union. Help me out.
Exactly.
And I think that's what this mom's scared of. If she does separate birthday parties for all of these kids, That's totally going to break the bank. Although G and Menifee has a great idea here. Says, I'd suggest the mother of the triplets do a weekend birthday. Each kid gets a day. So one on Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Make it a family trip.
Good idea. The 951 here says, I have four kids who have a birthday in the same month. I always throw one big party. They each have their own cake and they each got their own table with their own theme decorations. So sort of doing a little in one. Is there any sort of scenario here? I don't know because I have one son. Well, you just say no to them. Like, no, we can't afford it. We're just having a big birthday party to celebrate all of you.
I think the mother could definitely do that. But I like that last text suggestion that like, okay, yeah, we're going to have one big party, but there's going to be something in that party for each of you.
That is
so that you kind of feel like you're getting your own special moment.
Because they want to feel special.
Right.
Though they don't want to feel exactly like each other, which they actually are.
Exactly. All right, what do you think? What's your advice for this mom of triplets, and how does she handle their 10th birthday party? Call or text us now, 888-431-3764. This song going out to Stephanie. She needs a drink in her hand right now.
I just can't imagine finding out I'm going to be a father and then finding out I'm having triplets. That's part of our DM this morning. Stephanie DM'd us and said her triplets are turning 10. She usually has one party for them, but they approached her and said because it's a big birthday, double digits, they all want separate birthdays. She can't really afford it. It's a big financial commitment. What does she do?
Yeah, mommy, I want a pony too. Poor Stephanie. I feel for her. Okay, Angela and Hemet, do you have some advice for her?
You can do just like a little party, like say at a local park. There's ways. You know, I was a single mom for a while. You just know how to budget it.
I like that idea of the park though, because even at the park, you could have like three separate areas set up so each kid had their own area. So they would feel like they're having their own party.
Exactly. Make it all on the same day and say, okay, your party's over there, your party's over here. Do it like club style. Have them all check in, go, okay, what party are you here for? Okay, you're the...
Show your ID.
You know, this way have them have little tickets, like it's a little club or something.
Yeah, and at that point, I'd start charging a cover charge, too. We're going to pay for this party one way or another.
Jason in Riverside, you got some advice for Stephanie?
So I think the mom needs to sit each of them down individually and understand why. Because here's the reason I think this. They're 10, right? Yes. I have a friend that has twins, and people are cheap when they bring presents. And so they would bring the twins one present and say, oh, here's a gift for both of you to share.
Oh.
Being 10, is it that they want to feel special and have their own theme, or is it the gift? As 10-year-olds, probably leaning more towards a gift, and I know that rubbed my friend's twins wrong.
That is a great point. I would have never thought of that. And quite honestly, I think I'm guilty of doing that, going to twins' birthday parties and just getting one big gift versus individual gifts.
It's interesting because they are their own person, but some people think they're really a third of a person.
Check out the 714 here. Says, I would simply say, no, it's too expensive.
Simple. 909 says, work out a deal with the three kids. Three separate parties means less birthday gifts from mom and dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might put things into perspective. All right, let's get on the road to Stagecoach.